Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask you a question. If you lost a loved one recently or with over the last few years, did you have the opportunity to say goodbye? Did you have the opportunity to tell them you love them? When we come right back, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. When you have missed that opportunity and how it makes you feel. God bless.
Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jock, and this is the Pillars of Grief, and I want to thank you for joining me today. And if you haven't listened to any of the other episodes that we have done, then please make sure to go and listen to those ones, because it'll set you up for other ones that are coming up in the future, and you may actually find something in the other episodes that could just change your life, could change your day, could make you smile, could make you have an aha moment. And today, hopefully going to be one of those moments. Today, I want to talk about the last breath, if you like. The last breath that your loved one takes. And whether you had the opportunity to tell them you love them. Whether you had the opportunity to say goodbye to them. Whether it is your wife that you have lost. Whether it is your husband that you have lost. Especially during the COVID time, you know, during COVID, many people lost their loved ones very quickly. Sons, daughters, wives, husbands, friends, family. And that really, really, really hit, that really caused so much suffering. There is nothing worse than being told that you cannot see your loved one because of an invisible force, an invisible disease that has taken your loved one, that's made them ill. And there's so many people during this time were unable to have communication, have connection, which is so important. I mean, think about it in life. Connection is so important. Whether it's connection to your friend, whether it's connection at work, whether it's connection to your family members, connection is something that we build on. Connection is something that we thrive on. Connection is something that teaches us more. And unfortunately, when you're disconnected, when you feel disconnected from something, you feel lost. So you can imagine during the COVID pandemic, when so many people lost loved ones, they were so disconnected. And a lot of the research that I have done has actually shown me that even more. And in fact, if you would like to take part in that research, then I'll have a link in the show notes where you can actually go and fill in a form. This is part of a research that is ongoing for me and part of my academic studies that and the research that I'm doing into grief. But let's jump into it. You know, the very fact that we couldn't say goodbye. Now, if you imagine that time when you can't say goodbye to your loved one, and it's even worse than the COVID pandemic, but imagine just without the pandemic, without any of that in your face, or without any of those rules and regulations telling you couldn't do this. If you just never got to say goodbye to your loved one without that, and it was maybe from an accident, or it was maybe from an illness and you never got there in time. I have absolutely lost count of the amount of times as my work in the afterlife, my work as a medium, where loved ones have come through and given them the opportunity. And we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute, but I want to concentrate really on how we feel. There's been so many men that have reached out to me over the years as well who've lost loved ones, you know, lost a son, lost a daughter, lost a wife. And again, listen to that episode I did before, Men Suffer in Silence. They don't know how to communicate. We don't communicate as well as our sisters, as well as our female counterparts. It's not that easy. But when you've lost a loved one and you cannot say goodbye, it really does eat into you. It really does get to you. And I know that from experience, ladies and gentlemen, because it happened to me. And not just once. It happened many times. The biggest, obviously, some of you will already know, I talk about how I never got to say goodbye to my father. And of course, that time was even worse because my father and I had words before he passed over. So we kind of fell out. And that's not just down, you know, there's many, many people are like that. So many people, and I've lost count of the people who have lived a life of regret after their loved ones passed because they never had that opportunity to say goodbye, mend a broken relationship. They never had the opportunity to, you know, seek forgiveness in some way. And that can cause, and in reality, that can actually cause mental imbalance. And it could even cause, as I've mentioned before in one of the articles I wrote on my site, it could even cause prolonged grief disorder. And that is a really hard thing to deal with because you're continually grieving so deep and you have so many emotions. You're living that life, you're living a life of regret from there on in. And you steep yourself in shame and sorrow and guilt. And you go through all the emotions. But when you don't say goodbye and they've gone, there's an eerie silence about that in your heart. And all throughout in your mind constantly, you'll beat yourself up. Perhaps I could have done this. Perhaps I could have done that. Could I have been a better son? Could I have been more understanding? You start to analyze everything that went on before, you know, what does it matter? You know, in the grand scheme of things, when you fall out with a loved one or you fall out with your family, it's not worth it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. If any user out there listening and you've fallen out with a loved one and they're still alive, do whatever you can to build the bridge. Do whatever you can to mend that relationship because you don't want to feel the way that myself and millions of other people have felt, where they never got to say goodbye, where they never got to kiss their loved one, where they never got to hold their hand as they were passing. And that kind of really eats us up and it beats us up so much. And as I said, it can cause mental imbalance even beyond prolonged grief disorder. It could even cause psychosis. And then you have another, you know, mental condition that really affects every element of your life. And we wish so much that we could turn back the clocks and turn back time. So what can we do? Well, there are things that we can do. There's actually a lot of things that we can do, and I'm going to touch on that pretty soon. Like I said, I have lost count, you know, lost count of the number of times that I have not said goodbye or I have someone sitting in front of me who has not said goodbye and they're absolutely grief-stricken and they're heartbroken. And I don't want to talk about the whole mediumship aspect of how, you know, we can bring those loved ones and those words together and things like that. I want to talk about what you can do because you don't necessarily need a medium or anything like that to get that closure for you. Everybody wants a sense of closure when they lose a loved one. Everybody does. We all want to be able to be forgiven and we all want to be able to make right what is out of balance in our life. And if that is that relationship that you've had, then you'll do anything you can. So like I said, you know, if you really have lost a loved one and it wasn't in good terms, then this next stage is going to help you so much more. But if you have fallen out and your loved ones are still alive, then what's the sense? What really is the sense of falling out? What is the sense of not talking? Why is it so bad that we cannot swallow our pride and just build bridges? Because even though you're living now, and you say, sod that person, I don't want to talk to them, they did this to me, they did that to me, you don't need to forgive them, they don't need to forgive you, but you need to learn to forgive the judgment that's been created around it, and the judgment you place upon yourself. Because if you don't, even if someone said they forgave you for something, you're still going to eat yourself up. And when that person finally takes their last breath and crosses over to the other side, and you've not made amends, I can assure you it's going to be worse than you can ever imagine, because that guilt and that shame is going to eat up to you. And as I said, I felt it with my father. I really, and I still think about it. It never leaves you. Like I've said many times, you don't heal from grief. It's a journey you go through. And you're not going to listen to everybody telling you it'll be all right, because and you'll get stronger and everything's, time heals. That's, you don't want to hear that. Because when you're feeling so shameful and so guilt-ridden that you never said goodbye, it doesn't matter what they say. And it doesn't matter if even in a moment you can think, I'll be all right, they forgive me. It's still going to eat you up. So that's why it's good to really, really make an effort to build bridges, mend bridges now that have been broken, that have been torn down, because there is no point in living a life of regret. Go up and hug your loved one now. Even if you've fallen out your mum, your dad, or you're falling out your son or your daughter, just go and hug them. Everybody learns at the vibration that they're at. And remember that sometimes we get hurt by the perceptions and expectations that we place upon others. That could be your son, your daughter, your wife, or your husband. Or you could have expectations that are not really in keeping with what is reality or what is truth to you. And really, we fall into judgmental expectations and judgmental perceptions based on other people and what everybody else expects, and then we have to fall into that pattern. So what is the point of actually living that life and living in that shame and that sorrow and that hurt? There's just no point of it. But ladies and gentlemen, let's jump into now to what you can do. Because one of the things I've learned over the years and in my work as a medium is that it's never, ever too late to say goodbye. Really isn't. I've done it countless times with my father, and I feel good for it. But there's many people, it's maybe easier for, maybe because of the work that I do, or the development or understanding the afterlife or mediumship in that way. But let's say you're a person that doesn't go like, and you don't go to mediums, and maybe you have a religious upbringing that kind of puts you off of that. And that's okay. Let me give you some strategies that you can use to get that final piece of closure. You see, as I said right at the beginning, there's been many instances where I've had messages and evidences that have come through where the loved ones hold no regrets. So let me tell you that for a start. Even if you have fallen out with your loved one, even if there was distance that was created, and you're holding so much regret because maybe you didn't get to the hospital, right? They are not going to judge you. They are not on the other side judging you. You're the only person judging you. And if you can become aware of that and you can accept that, then that's going to be the first stage of you transforming anything in your life to deal with the journey of grief that you're on, the acceptance of elements of your grief. But there's ways that you can do this to make yourself feel, because ritual is a strong element in what we do. Ritual, and even in religions, is a way to bring the mind and the body into harmony with a practice, and that practice helps you to move into that dimension. So whilst there's negative rituals, there's always positive rituals, okay? We all know about rituals and negative things, and there's witchcraft and all this kind of stuff, and there's good and there's bad, and You know, but at the end of the day, a ritual basically is a process. It is a practice based on a perception, if you like, or based on a belief system or something like that, okay? So rituals are very powerful, if done in the right way, to help you get to that space where you can maybe surrender and let go. So one of the things that you can do, and this may be a bit weird for the guys, but there's nothing wrong with it. I've done this tons of times. If you've lost a loved one, you can talk, right? Think about it. You can talk to your loved one. It's a great thing about, it's a very cathartic to be able to just stand and talk to your loved one loud and out loud and let them know how you feel and let them know that maybe you're sorry for what happened or that, you know, things were out of your control, or you can communicate, you can get it off your chest, right? And then you may turn around and say to me, well, Jock, I mean, how do I know? Nobody's there. My wife is gone. My husband is gone. My son is gone. Whatever, okay? They're not there, so what's the point of doing that? Well, you know, whether you believe it or not, they're there. If you can believe in a higher power, if you know that there is something on the other side, or even if you have a tiny inkling that there's something on the other side, that is enough to hold on to give you comfort. And just the very fact that you do something and say this out loud is kind of a psychological unburdening. You're just kind of unburdening all your problems or unburdening yourself. And that really does help. But I can categorically tell you that your loved ones, they definitely hear that. They definitely know that you're communicating. Whether you believe it or not is not a prerequisite for the existence of the afterlife or the existence of your loved ones in heaven or whatever you think they are, dependent on what your belief system is or what you aspire to. But the fact that you can speak to them will help you to just unburden yourself and to let that go. And, you know, we'll go in another episode and perhaps signs and things that you'll get back. But if you're not one for being able to speak out loud, then you can do it in your head, right? Just talk in your head quietly. I've done it so many times. I've done it so many times to be able to just say sorry or to communicate. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that in this world, we are all interconnected. The same animating force that animates the rose, that animates the tree to grow, the seed to sprout in the ground and to grow. The same animating force that creates the clouds in the sky. The same animating force that creates the oceans and the rivers and gives it life is the very same animating force that gives you life. The reality is that you're not disconnected from anything. You are more connected than you can even imagine. So just being able to recognize that, have an awareness of that, then you have a choice to use that, to use that power. And you can talk in your mind then. You can talk in your mind. You don't have to say it out loud. Just recognizing that you're attached to everything, that your loved ones are still connected to you. They're still interconnected to you. There is no separation. Death is an illusion. So let's say, you know, you're not comfortable with, you know, speaking out loud, or even you find it difficult in your mind. Well, the next thing that I normally teach people is to write it down. Write a story. Write a letter. And a lot of this, you know, there's a lot of psychologists, a lot of people will say, you know, write a letter about forgiveness, write this. And you kind of, this is what I do, it's a bit different. You kind of get into this, okay, I've got to write a letter for forgiveness, or I've got to write a letter to my loved ones, and you kind of get stuck. So this is how I would like you guys to do it, is write a story, right? Write about a time that you really enjoyed with your loved one. It doesn't have to be a letter that is asking for forgiveness. It doesn't have to be a letter that just pours everything out. You still feel disconnected. But I guarantee you, if you start telling a story in what you're writing, maybe it was something that your husband done that was really funny. a good friend of mine who'll be on the show, Jill, who she tells me stories of her husband all the time, of, you know, funny things that happened and what he was up to. When you tell these stories, as I mentioned in another episode, it helps you to deal with grief in a different way. It helps you to connect in a different way. So if you're writing these stories down and you're writing about a funny incident, or maybe you're writing about a trip that you went on, and all of a sudden the memories and everything start to come back to you, then as you're starting to raise your vibration, you're starting to feel good about it. You're not in this level or this layer of total depressive state that can cause you, you know, so much suffering internally and even externally. But you're starting to just bring out these memories, these good memories. Now, and if it's only bad memories that you come, just be aware of that and let that go, because I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, there will be good memories. There will be fun memories. Even if you really fell out with your loved one for years and you didn't talk and you did something that, you know, I did it with my dad. I did something I'm not proud of, you know, by using my father. And I was still able to talk about it. I could still find the funny stories in it. Even though that shame was there and that guilt was there, there was always going to be some funny stories and something. So if you write down these funny stories and you write down, you know, something that makes you joyful and happy, then as you're making that connection, as you go through that story, at the end of it, that is maybe when you can say, and you know what, I'm really sorry for what went on between us. And I'd rather remember the good memories. And that's when you say, I'm going to set aside that judgment and I'm going to bask in the memory, the positive memory. And please know, you don't even need to ask for forgiveness. Just please know that I love you. And please know that I'm so happy that you're watching over me. And just even that is going to help you. And it's different. It's a different way of writing. It's not being forced into writing a forgiveness letter, and it's not being forced into writing something that's from a book of theory. It's coming from your heart, and it's coming from beautiful, wonderful memories that you have. And that will be a great way of you bringing in some closure. And so let's go into the next part. What else can you do? So if you know, maybe you're not a writer, maybe you don't want to write. Maybe you feel funny about talking in your mind. Well, here's the other thing that I found very relaxing and made it easier to communicate, whether it was out loud or whether it was in my mind. Go to somewhere that you loved. Go to somewhere that you both enjoyed. Or even go to somewhere that just is your place. You know, I used to go and walk around a place in Scotland called Tyrebagger. I love to walk around there. I did a little kind of meditative walk. And then there was a place in Inverness near Loch Ness that I used to go walking as well. And I would feel an immense amount of peace walking through there, just connecting with nature. Remember what I said, we're all interconnected. The same animating force that makes the eagle fly and soar high is the same animating force that gives you life. And so when you get into nature, it's really easy to then communicate with your loved ones from that side of things. Because you can do a little, you know, a little meditative walk, or just walking with your dog or whatever it is around there, and start to tell the stories of your loved one in your mind. Start to think about those memories that make you really happy, right? And you will get the opportunity to communicate from a natural environmental awareness. It can start with just looking at the birds in the trees, or looking at a tree, realizing how beautiful it is, and then communicating with your loved one. Oh, you know, I wish that you were here with me, and that's a beautiful tree, and just making it about that, not even seeking forgiveness, not even just communicating and inviting your loved one to be with you. And imagine them. This is the next part that all goes hand in hand. Visualize them walking with you. Visualize them in nature with you, sitting on a rock with you, sitting on a log with you. Just see them in your mind's eye and talk to them, just like they're here. Because they are. They're not separated from you. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, if you do that, you're going to feel so much better. And you won't judge yourself so much about not saying goodbye. You have the opportunity to now let go of the pain. That's what I meant. Let go of the pain that you've caused yourself. In nature, it's a beautiful place to do it. It's an amazing place to do it. And so, and the next way, and this is tied to nature, and I've done this myself, actually, because I'm not the most greenest person in the world, right? I mean, you're not going to see me out in the garden. I do love kind of house plants, and I like, you know, I love bonsais. And so for me, one of the things that I did is get a bonsai and kind of, you know, plant it in the memory of my father. Or not plant it, because I mean, I didn't actually plant it from a seed. I bought the bonsai, but kind of treat it like, you know, like it was the, I bought it for that reason. I bought it to, as a connection to my father, and basically looking after that plant was something that I was doing as if I was tending to him and looking after him. And some of you may say, you know, well, what happens if you get the plant and the plant dies? Well, that's happened to me as well, right? But you can just go and get another plant. As I said, I'm not the most greenest person in the world, but there's a great app out there that you can get, and it tells you when to water and what to do and everything else. But there's something quite really remarkable about tending something in nature, especially a plant. And if you have your loved one's memory in mind, and I know a lot of people that I've sat for and families that I've sat for, that I've read for, you know, there's been a few people that will say, you know, I love rose bushes, and so, you know, my loved one loved rose, so I tend the rose bush. Or, you know, he loved the snake plant, or and I have a snake plant and I tend it in his memory. So that's another way of making that connection, is doing that from that point of view. And planting something in their memories. We all plant trees in people's memories, but, you know, it's different if it's something to do with a plant that you have to look after, right? You can plant a tree and leave it there and it's in their memory. But if you have to tend something, if you have to tend something and show it love and to try and give it everything that it needs in order to grow, you know, some people could think that that's a little bit of a kind of like a penance, a kind of karmic penance, if you like, or bringing the karmic imbalance in a harmony because of just the way you feel, you know, the fact that you never had that opportunity. So there's so many ways that we can use very small rituals, if you like, to be able to bring us comfort in our time of need. And at the time, there's going to be times where you feel so down, you feel so lost, and you still judge yourself, and you still feel guilty even though you've done these things. Here's the great thing, though, ladies and gentlemen, you can just do it all over again. You can do it as many times as you like. As many times. Until you keep, think of it as an onion. You keep peeling those layers off. Peel the layers off. Every time the layer gets peeled off, that's just, maybe that's a layer of your guilt going. Maybe that's a layer of your shame going, till eventually there's nothing left of the onion. And of course, if you don't like onions, you can think of something else, but, you know, it can be an orange, that you peel an orange, whatever. It's just an analogy, I mean, at the end of the day. But think about it. If we peel those layers away, those layers of suffering, if you like, those layers of guilt, those layers that have kept us trapped as prisoners in our mind because of our own judgment of a situation, a judgment of the loss of our loved one, believe you me, it's helped me, ladies and gentlemen. It's helped me bring closure to my father's passing and to friends of mine as well. It's helped me with that because I've been able to talk out loud. I've been able to speak in my mind. I've been able to write and journal and say goodbye. I've told stories in my writing and said goodbye. I've planted plants in memory of loved ones. And it's brilliant. It's really kind of, it's really compelling. It's really compassionate for yourself. It's showing yourself compassion. It's bringing compassion into your grief awareness. Something beautiful about it. You don't have to go down the whole theoretical route, as I said. So you can be proactive in seeking that connection in a safe way. And so there I've done it. I've also walked, ladies and gentlemen, I've walked in, around, you know, in Inverness and back home in Scotland and even here, even in Florida when it was so hot and I was walking around a lake, I was able to pray, and I was able to talk to my loved one. I was able to think of good stories. I was able to basically bring that awareness. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen, when you do that, whether you believe or not, there will be a little sign. You will get a little sign. You will get something that will just let you know that your loved ones are there. And that's another episode that I'm going to dive into. And maybe I'll do it next week, maybe I'll do it the week after, but I'm definitely going to dive into that. But of course, if you've got any questions or you want to suggest anything or you want to ask me, then you can just reach out to me and you can do that. You can go to my site, jockbrokers.com, send me a message, no problem, or you can connect with me on social, on Instagram. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. What I want you to think about, it's not too late to say goodbye. It's not too, it's why live in fear and judgment and label yourself with shame and guilt and live in the prison of the mind that you have created when all along the door was opened. And every time you looked out that prison skylight, that prison window, and you saw the sun and the moon and you longed to be out there, the door was always opened. You just needed to open it. You created the prison yourself and you locked yourself up there. Don't feel guilty and shamed about not having a chance to say goodbye. Follow the little tips I've given you. Whether you lost your husband or your wife or your son or daughter through COVID, whether it was so terrible that you couldn't get to hospital and say goodbye, if you do those little techniques, those little things, and if you want me to maybe do some kind of class on it, reach out and I'll do it, and maybe I'll put it up in a video and you can all have it, and maybe I'll put these tips down properly in documents that you can have. I'd be happy to do that. But what I want you to do is to leave the suffering behind. And realize that your loved ones are never going to judge you. And that you can get closure and say goodbye now. And you can visualize them, you can say goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not too late to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. If you've got any questions, reach out to me. This is Jock. This is the Pillars of Grief. And please, if you have any concerns or you have any worries, drop me a line or come and join our private group and you can link with like-minded folks and you can chat with us. And in fact, we've got a gathering tonight. In fact, we're going to be on camera later on in the group and we've got a gathering tonight. By the time you hear this, the gathering will be gone, but you can come and join another one. And if you've got a practice that you do, whether it's even going to yoga and thinking of your loved ones, whether it's in your fitness, if you've got a practice that helps you to say goodbye, then let us know. Because maybe somebody else can use your practice. These are just the practices that I use, ladies and gentlemen. They're not the practices that are the only practices. But they're the ones that have worked for me. And I know they'll be the ones that will work for you. God bless. Stay safe. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.